Similarly, here there is a description of the climax of Karma Yoga, which ends in the knowledge of oneness. Brahman is also the knowledge of oneness, but now this knowledge of oneness is described in a greater detail, which is as follows. Sarvabhutastham atmanam, sarvabhutani cha atmani, ikshate yoga yukta atma, sarvatra samadarshanaha. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati, tasya aham na pranashyami, sacha me na pranashyati. Sarvabhutasthitam yo mam bhajati ekatvam asthitah sarvatha vartamanopi sa yogi mayi vartate. Sarvabhutastha atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani. One who sees all in oneself and oneself in others, it is he who is sarva yoga yukta atma. He is completely settled in yoga. And sarvatra samadarshanaha. And he sees everywhere oneness. Samadarshanaha. Equality is the perception that arises from this oneness. Then this is again repeated. One who sees me everywhere and who sees everything in me. Now here there is a distinction to see everything in self and self in everything. There is one step further. Above the self is the supreme. The self is a word which is given in Sanskrit to Atman or to Brahman. But Brahman is only an aspect of stillness, of oneness. But out of the oneness there is a multiplicity which comes out, which is Kshara. And the origin of both the stillness and of the multiplicity is Purushottama, which is described in the Bhagavad Gita by the word Aham, Mama, Mai. It is referred to me, that is Sri Krishna himself, to indicate that he is even superior to Atman. The Supreme Lord is not only Atman. He is not only Brahman, or Atman is the same word. He is not only the multiplicity, but one who transcends both and is the origin of both. In the Gita's understanding, wherever you come across the word Atman or Brahman, it means the one self, oneness. Wherever there is a word of sarvatra, sarvabhutani, it refers to the kshara, the mobile reality, the dynamic reality. Brahman or Atman is the immobile. Wherever the word Atman or Brahman is used, it is primarily referred to the state of immobility, of state of equality, state of oneness. Wherever there is the sarvabhutani, sarvatra, wherever the word sarva comes, it refers to multiplicity and dynamism and kshara. And wherever the word aham, mama, mai, this word comes, it indicates Sri Krishna's own personality, who is superior to both Brahman and multiplicity, both dynamism and staticity, and it transcends them both, and he is the supreme Purushottama. So now Sri Krishna says that not only that everybody is seen in the self and self in everybody, but further, yaha mam pashyati sarvatra. He who sees me everywhere, that is the supreme Purushottama everywhere, sarvam cha mayi pashyati, and he who sees all in me, tasya aham na pranashyami. That one is never destroyed. The individuality is never destroyed. Individual in this sense is one which is a portion of the supreme. Tasya aham na pranashyami, sacha me na pranashyati. And for him, I am never destroyed. So my relationship with him remains eternal. He lives in me and I live in him. Now, the conclusion in the third one. Sarvabhutasthitam yahamam bhajati ekatvam astita. Sarvatha vartamanopi sayogi mai vartate. This is the climax of the relationship between the individual and the Supreme. Not only the individual sees the Self in all and all in Self, not only he sees the Lord in all and all in the Lord and in himself, but now bhajati ekatvam astitaha. He devotes himself thoroughly. It's not only perception, but he completely lives in a state of constant dedication, devotion. Sarvabhutasthitam yaha mam bhajati ekatvam asita. He sees me as one everywhere. And he bhajati, he remains in the state of devotion. Sarvatha vartamanopi, he moves about everywhere. And yet saha yogi mai vartate. And yet he is not exhausted in all. He returns to me in the Supreme Lord and lives there for eternity. These three statements of the Bhagavad Gita, you might say, are the kernel of the statement of the state of knowledge that Bhagavad Gita prescribes. Until this goal is reached, you can't even reach the goal of Karma Yoga. The highest goal of knowledge becomes the condition of the highest goal of Karma Yoga, and this is the real synthesis.